Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It was a win and a putt for the ages. We'll talk more about what J.J. Spahn did to win the 2025 U.S. Open. A great conversation with our buddy Damon Hack from the Golf Channel. If you missed it last hour, rewind, and go check it out. As he had some interesting things to say, not only about the course, but Spahn and much more. Coming up, some guy talks on the way, and we'll dive back into the Braves. I have something that we need to ask you and certainly share with you about the Braves. And Mike brought this up as we started the show because reports out of Boston were that the Braves, allegedly, may have been in on Devers, the trade for Rafael Devers. And look, whether they were or were not, no deal was made. Obviously, he goes to the Giants. But it is interesting because if that happened, and we don't know if it did, it just simply means, Mike, that the Braves are doing what they should be doing, and that's calling teams.
Right. I'm curious, you know, if Alex was actually, you know, talking about real, you know, real players, because rumors are out there. We haven't been able to confirm it, but I know the guys who cover the Stripers say Red Sox were interested in Sean Murphy, Marcell Ozuna, and two pitching prospects.
What?
Yeah. I mean, well, I would have maybe been interested in that one. Now, Devers is kind of a pain in the arse right now because he thought he was a third baseman. They brought a guy in. Anyway, more on that coming up because that's an interesting ask.
It is. He rakes, though, man.
I mean, he's a big hitter for a team that needs some pop. We don't slug. We don't hit home runs. He does. Giants have, as we said, Giants haven't had that kind of pop since Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent.
All right. That's interesting. All right, stay there. We'll get into that and also this roster as we continue to try to figure out how we can get back into this race. Mets in town tomorrow. Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor Riley is here to talk some dogs with us. Coming off of Father's Day, I want to start with this because I saw this with Kirby Smart. And I thought it was touching, but I thought it was also meaningful as he talked about his dad, Connor, and the legacy that his father, Sonny, left. And if you would, just for our listeners who may or may not know, Kirby's dad was a legendary high school coach here in the state of Georgia, also in Alabama. But, you know, Kirby, we talk about what he learned from Nick Saban. He learned a lot from his dad.
Yeah, he learned how, I think, to manage a locker room, how to mold young men. And you know, it's undeniable the impact that Sonny Smart had, not just on Kirby, but that further extends out to the Georgia football program. And you just think, look, and we know it was a very chaotic time around that Notre Dame game with obviously the terrorist attack that took place down there in New Orleans. But, you know, Kirby was dealing with his dad at that point in time as well. Dad passes away shortly after that game against Notre Dame, and it reminds you just how hectic that time was. And Kirby spoke about, you know, the impact that his dad had on his life, and I think that funnels on down to the Georgia football program. And you know, Sonny Smart lived an incredible life, three wonderful children, his wife still surviving him. And then you look at the impact he had as a high school football coach in this state at Bainbridge High School and then at Rayburn County High School and then obviously his time at Alabama. And the impact that that had on Kirby Smart, I think, is so obvious to anyone that follows the program. So I know yesterday, obviously, a very special day for Kirby Smart, his first Father's Day without his father, Sonny, who passed away at the age of 76 back in January.
Right. I think a lot of guys, as we talked about on Friday, can relate to that and trying to move on with your life. But still, obviously, you can never not think about your dad. Hey, man, the recruiting, by the way, never rests, and that rolls on for Georgia. Caden Harris, a four-star. They flipped a kid from Vandy. Apparently, Georgia had a good week.
Yeah, they've been doing very well in recruiting of late. I think five commits over the past week, and I think that's going to continue throughout the rest of this month and into the early part of July. Last real big week of official visits this weekend. They had some big guys in town this past weekend, including five-star linebacker Tyler Atkinson. This is as good as a prospect, not just at linebacker in the state of Georgia, but in terms of a high school recruit. You know, I think Caleb Downs is someone, well, obviously they play different positions, but that type of impact. Naturally, Georgia, they've recruited and developed inside linebackers better than anybody, and you have to think that helps there. But, you know, Clemson is a big program after him. Oregon, Auburn, Ohio State, the heavy hitters in a day and age when NIL is still important. That would obviously be a little bit different with the House settlement. That is a major recruitment to watch, and Georgia had him this weekend on town for an official visit.
So is this going to be the new norm? Because Kirby was talking about, you know, how young the team is going to be, and partly due to the fact of the transfer portal and then that fewer players are getting to year three and four. So not just at Georgia, but I'm asking, like, is this going to be the norm as we move through this new college football landscape?
I have to think that it is, Carl. I mean, you look at the 2022 signing class. They signed 30 guys in that class. 10 of them made it to their fourth year in the program. Now, some of those guys, yes, you know, Malachi Starks, Jalen Walker, Michael Williams, those guys turn into first-round picks, and you take that all day long. But this Georgia team for the upcoming season, they have, I believe the number that I had was 11 players that have been with the program for at least three or more years. By comparison, that 2021 team had 22 of those same type of players.
Wow.
And we've seen that number drop, you know, cut in half there. But even that 2021 team, which you can say was a little different because of the COVID year before and guys getting extra eligibility, that number has dropped every single year since then. And so you wonder moving forward, okay, what is this going to look like? How do you, you know, for what we know about college football, especially these last couple of championships, Ohio State last year, Michigan the year before, you know, Georgia in 2021, they were so senior heavy that that made a huge difference at the end of the year. As we move to a point in college football now where those are going to become, I think, even more rare than they already were, how do you build a team that is just not reliant on seniors? And how much more important do those seniors like Georgia has this year, an Oscar Delp, a Dylan Bell, a Dylan Everett, how much more important do those guys become given they just are a more rare and rare player?
Mm. And again, knowing that Georgia is going to be competing with the usual suspects, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, talk about in the SEC, Texas will be there. It just seems like the same guy's going to be there, but who's going to be best equipped? It always comes back to the quarterback. Carl and I kind of got in this conversation on Thursday's show, Connor, and I know that we probably ask you almost every other week about Gunnar Stockton. What is going to make Gunnar Stockton be so special for Georgia?
Well, in the very limited chance we've gotten to see him, one of the big things that I think he does very differently from Carson is his deep ball, his ability to throw to the sidelines. Look, that was an issue last year, not just with Carson and his accuracy, but also I think the wide receivers and their ability to catch the ball. They've done a better job this offseason of being able, I think, to have an offense that is able to attack the outside and stretch and create those explosive plays. Really impressed, not just what I saw in the Notre Dame game, but also in the spring game as well. I think there's a good mix of talent there. Now, the big question, obviously, is how does Gunnar do attacking in the middle of the field? That was something Carson did very well. How does he do sort of handling what he sees from an opposing defense? Because they've always, under Kirby Smart, put a lot on the shoulders of the quarterback in terms of reading and diagnosing and changing play calls. It remains to be seen how Gunnar can do in that regard. But this offense is going to look a little different this year and tailored to Gunnar's skill set. There are some areas that I think Gunnar is getting under-talked about right now in terms of what he brings to the table and how he can be a difference maker for Georgia in 2025.
Connor Riley, our guest, guys, we're talking all things dogs, and that means UGA's women's track team. They win the NCAA championship. Congratulations. And Connor, look, I think when you're Georgia, right, we talk about the football program the most, but across the board, all of these programs are stacked with great athletes, and this is just another a case of that, isn't it?
Yeah, they have won three national championships this year, an equestrian, women's tennis, and now a women's track and field. It was a very strong, especially, I think, spring for the Georgia athletic department there. You know, baseball, obviously, the NCAA tournament doesn't go they want to, but you were still a national seed in that regard there. Softball, they get to the super regionals there. And it speaks to, I think, what you have to do in this day and age to be a top-tier athletic program. It can't just be football. It can't just be basketball anymore. And it's a lot of these spring sports that I think determine just how healthy your athletic department is viewed. And moving into a post-house settlement world where certain athletes and certain programs are going to get a certain percentage of the cap, I'm very interested to see how Georgia continues to remain elite in terms of the way that they go about doing things, because it's absolutely been a banner year, I think, for the athletic department on the backs of women's tennis winning a national title this spring and then track and field doing so in Eugene, Oregon this weekend as well.
Hey, guys, more on a crazy trade proposal from the Red Sox and the Braves coming up here in a few minutes on Dukes and Bell. We're talking with Connor Riley about the Dogs. On Friday, after we got off the air, I saw Greg Sankey was basically saying, we need congressional oversight because state laws vary and there's still a lot of confusion over the House ruling. Is he barking up the wrong tree? Because in partisan politics these days, I mean, can we really expect anything from Congress?
Yeah, I think the stat that I saw last week was in the first 5 months that this Congress has been in office, they've passed six bills. I don't think a college sports bill is going to be in that regard. I understand where Sankey is coming from and saying I think federal NIL legislation would greatly help because you're always going to have certain states that are going to try and cut under you. I think you look at a state like Tennessee that has tried to grease things for the Vols. The big thing is, again, you know, college sports is incredibly competitive. It has always been that way. And you're always going to find teams that are going to try and cut corners in a way to gain a leg up on the competition there. I'm very interested in seeing how this college.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Commission unfolds, how they police it, and how they go about enforcing things in a new age where, again, with more money coming in than ever, you have more opportunities to cheat that system.
Connor, always a pleasure, man. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at K Connor Riley. We've got a ton of stuff still, even in the dead of the offseason.
Yeah, it is.
Good job, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.